Greetings from Soundography, a crash course in music, one band at a time. I'm Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain.
And today we are delving into bluegrass, which I'm trying to remember if we've really done a bluegrass.
We've done like the Avett Brothers and.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, gosh. It was a sponsored show.
Was Zac Brown?
No, Zac Brown is like country with this.
Country.
Yeah, with a hard side of rock and roll.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
David Wilcox.
Oh, David Wilcox, right.
He wasn't exactly bluegrass, but he's very Americana, very country.
Americana, folk, country.
He kind of bridges between Ryan Shoup and Todd Snyder.
Well, and, you know, to that point, I don't think that Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band is the same band in 1996 that they are in 2020.
Oh, heck no.
And that's a good thing for us to talk about because the way I went through this thing, I really, really enjoyed their 2000, basically everything up until about 2008. And then I was like, okay, yeah, these guys are good, but I wasn't enjoying the stuff I was hearing as much as I was those first few albums because they were, you're going to hear me probably compare them to the Bare Naked Ladies, like the bluegrass Bare Naked Ladies a lot over the course of this episode, but that's kind of those first four albums.
Well, I kind of feel like they were Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band for the first four or five albums. And then it was Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band for the last couple albums.
Okay, you're going to have to explain what you mean by that.
So one was them working as a cohesive unit, like Huey Lewis and the News.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like Bob Dylan and the band, where it was Ryan Shoup kind of stepped up front and became more of a front man. And the band was just kind of behind him. And that cohesive feeling, the humor, the kind of fun that they had in those first few albums kind of fell away a little bit.
It did. Sort of like the Supremes and then Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yes, exactly. That's a much better, that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, that's a really, that's a very good point. But to say all that, I actually did really enjoy this week. And some albums I enjoyed more than others. And that's really the case with every week. But
except for Slayer.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Yeah, there was no, you know, some albums I enjoyed, some I didn't. It was, yeah, no, none of that I enjoyed.
No joy in Mudville for Slayer.
That's exactly right. Let's get to it. Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band is a rock/bluegrass band from Northern Utah. They were formed in the mid-90s. The lineup is, of course, Ryan Shoup on fiddle, guitar, ukulele, mandolin, and vocals. Roger Archibald on guitar and vocals. Craig Miner on banjo and bouzouki, mandolin, guitar, and vocals. Josh Larson on bass, string bass, and vocals. And Nate Young on drums and vocals. A lot of vocals.
Yeah, a whole lot of singing.
That's right. And you primarily hear Ryan, but you do hear a lot of great harmonies and things like that. Ryan started playing fiddle when he was 5. He toured nationally when he was 10 with a group called the Pee Wee Pickers.
You can't get more bluegrass than that.
No, that's for sure.
I'm sure they appeared on Hee Haw if it was still on.
Yeah, he would. And you can just see, you can see what it was. Clark, what's his name? Clark was just sitting here and playing back and forth the song from Deliverance.
Dueling Banjos?
Dueling Banjos, thank you. Going back and forth with him. Probably wouldn't be appropriate with the Pee Wee Pickers, would it?
No, that's not a good look on them.
No, exactly. His experience in bands forming and then breaking up led him to the concept of a rubber band. It would be elastic in its members being able to rotate in and out without a name change or breaking a groove. I like that. Ryan pulls from not only traditional country and bluegrass for inspiration, but also rock and other musical styles that are also clearly present in their writing.
And we will cover that a lot in their second album because, in oddly, probably their Stairway to Heaven song, they make references to all kinds of stuff, and we'll get there.
But before we can get to their second album, we got to get to their first one. It was called If I Were a Bird. Came out in 1996. Two-year-old attitude. The song has become a concert mainstay.
When he first came to this house, he just stood around my leg. He would never get a job, he just run around naked and play. He was always stinky, and he would very often cry. He was always making messes and you cleaned them up, he never would.
And I can totally, yeah, it's awesome. It's a, what a great piece of music. And it sums up two-year-old kids in 3.5 minutes.
It totally does. It's great. They followed that up with Simplify in 1999. They produced crowd favorites like Banjo Boy and the title track, Simplify.
This, by far, is my favorite album. I saw them in mid-summer 2000. I was working an award show and they were performing Snow at the award show. And the minute I heard them, I'm like, I got to get this album. And luckily, it's part of the swag bag we got for working on the show, had this album in it. And so I listened to that album over and over and over again. And I absolutely love Simple.
A little too slow on the run. But oh, poor little dog, eh? Woof, woof, woof. Woof, woof, woof. Fido was a little rebellious. Didn't want to do what he was told. Oh, no.
I think it's my favorite as well. I mean, I even put in the show notes, this is great, because it was basically like, wow, I'm enjoying this way more than I thought I would. If you were to describe what I'm listening to on paper, it'd be like, oh, okay, I'll probably get a little bit of a kick out of that. No, it's great.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed that one.
And Banjo Boy is a song I was telling you about where it makes reference to Bella Fleck, Eddie Vedder, all kinds of, I mean, it makes reference to all kinds of pop culture references, and it doesn't feel like a bluegrass song, but at its essence, it's a bluegrass song.
It totally is. And I feel like a lot of the stuff on Simplify and If I Were a Bird definitely felt like more bluegrass than country. They're definitely in the BG and not yet in the CBG.
Wow, you went a long way for that.
It wasn't even intentional. I was like, I just didn't want to say it was more bluegrass than country. I wanted to, you know, finesse it a little bit. This album also contained Go to Hell, which was used in the soundtrack to Guard's Army, which is a movie about, or a documentary.
It's not a documentary. It's a written drama comedy about Mormon missionaries. And it kind of broke through into the mainstream as far as movies goes, just a little bit.
In 2001, they released Live with an exclamation point, which has a really great cover of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a box. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came upon this young man, saw him on a fiddle and playing it hot. Well, he jumped upon a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what.
In 2003, they released Hey, Hey, Hey. This is a hard album to track down. When it was released, they had changed the track listing some.
Yeah, there's a song on this album that is an absolute sing-along requirement in my car, and we'll cover that later. But yeah, I went looking for this album. I can't find it digitally, and I could only find it used on Amazon, and it was going to take like 2 weeks for me to get it. I'm like, never mind. Yeah. We're moving on.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the good news is, 2005's Dream Big is a big label re-release of Hey, Hey, Hey. It's also got four tracks from older albums that they re-recorded for their major label debut.
Banjo Boy was one of those.
Hey, hey, hey. I want to know what cloud you're on, what fires you knew wrong. Cause it's a sign your hand in my when it sends chills right.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of their albums actually have a couple songs, or they'll be songs that are the title tracks, but not on the title track, not the title track of the album, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you get a song called Last Man Standing long before the Last Man Standing album.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Queen and Sheer Heart Attack before. Mm-hmm. The Sheer Heart Attack album, they had a song called Sheer Heart Attack, and then they used it for an album title. Or maybe it was after. I can't remember. Anyway, in 2008, they released Last Man Standing. Be the One was released as a single.
My knees get weak. Why can't I shout it to the world? I want to be the one to hold her. I want to be the one who cares. When she reaches for somebody there, I want to
for me, this is where it started getting a little country. I think you start getting more fiddle from Ryan Shoup, and not just more fiddle, but it becomes mixed higher in the arrangement. So mm-hmm. you hear, boy, do you hear fiddle.
and a lot of the songs that were the kind of the fun observations or sense of humor songs start to fall away. There's still some coming up, but it's not in the same ratio as they were before. Now it's more of a meaningful songs, more heartfelt songs, more songs that you'd find on a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, definitely. 2008's The Gift. This was a Christmas album, and I listened to it in January, and I still enjoyed it. It is really good, but it's hard after you come off a Christmas holiday. You've had your Christmas, you've had your New Year's, and then you listen to a Christmas album, you're like, yeah, I think I am ready to be done with this music, but I can appreciate that this is really good stuff.
As far as Christmas albums go, we usually skip through them. I own this one. It's worth the listen around the holiday season. Don't listen to it now. It's not worth it now. Yeah. Wait till next year, re-listen to the episode, and then listen to the album. It's actually really worth it.
It is good, yeah. Shoes. This is a more contemplative album that focuses on Ryan and his thoughts more than the fun of the other albums.
Cry is a real bummer of a song. It pulls you down, and it does. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, explaining to your kid why mom left and all that. But it pales in comparison to a song about Baldy, the greatest cat in the world, who got cancer. You're hearing all this great story about this cat and like what a great cat it was, and it was bald and it started to get a nice little coat of fur. Oh, and then it turned out he had cancer.
Well, it's kind of like that song Fido, where they talk about the dog that died.
She didn't have much fur. So Baldy was the name we picked for her.
We don't need that kind of stuff.
No.
You don't hear about Billy Corgan's dead goldfish on any of the Smashing Pumpkins albums. So
yes, but you did hear about butterflies.
Well, yeah, okay.
And you were, no matter what, you're still just a rat in a cage.
Despite all my rage?
Yeah, despite all the rage.
Wow. By the way, Brand New Shoes, in addition to these wonderful topics, it does touch on a lot of different genre styles and other topics.
Other than cancer and divorce.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Sure, let's move on to 2015's We Rode On. We Rode On and The Sun Will Shine. I'm sorry, The Sun Will Shine were released as singles on the Sun. I noticed that I don't want to say they sound more commercial, but they definitely sound like they're straddling more of a mainstream line with the arrangement on this album. It's a lot more polished. It's a lot more, there's a lot more sound to it than the earlier albums.
I think there's a lot more money in the recording.
Yeah, I think so. It definitely sounds less indie and more, hey, we're going to get a song on the radio kind of thing, which is great. Good for them if they're getting the success. It's just a little bit different for me from things like Simplify and Hey, Hey, Hey. And then this year in April, they released a single, The Sun Will Shine Again, a live track, and just perfect for the feelings that everybody was feeling back in April and are probably still feeling today.
Yeah, I haven't seen any sun yet, so we need to...
We need some, yes. Exactly.
Ryan Shoup lied to me.
Aww.
The sun will shine again.
so that's, yeah, it's a pretty quick catalog. Not a lot to talk about there, but let's talk about their statistics and general notes.
Before we do that, though, I will say that this might be a short catalog, which makes it all the less of an excuse for people not to jump in and try to find it all and listen, because there is a lot of fun to be had with these guys.
Yeah, and people knowing my predilection for Britpop and New Wave and even 70s rock, the fact that I can really, really appreciate a bluegrass album probably should, if nothing else, have you tune your Spotify's, your Apple Music's, whatever, to Simplify.
Yeah.
And check that out, because it's a really, really good
album. I think that's the album we're going to point to, probably. That or the live one.
Oh, yeah. No, probably Simplify.
Yeah. Well, also check out the live album, because there's a lot of cool things on there.
Okay. Do that too.
Yeah. All right. So they have appeared in a couple soundtracks. We talked about Army of God. They were another very LDS-produced movie called Baptist at the Barbecue. They've done a soundtrack track for the RM, very specific to Utah, you know, Mormon culture, but they've done soundtracks. Dream Big reached number 13 on country charts and number 87 on U.S. charts. And their unique approach to music has made them easily accessible to fans of all kinds of music. I mean, I like my prog and metal, and I still love these guys. And Brian likes his Spice Girls and you know, indie pop, and he likes these guys. So it shows you just what kind of a bridge they can build with this kind of style of music they've created.
For sure. Very, very accessible, very easy to appreciate. And you know, I'll say it again, they're the Bare Naked Ladies. To me, they're the Bare Naked Ladies, early Bare Naked Ladies of bluegrass, just because they're fun. The topics and the lyrics that they write, especially in those first few albums, were just so fun and a lot of sense of humor, a lot of tongue in cheek, which I really, really like. Cool. Well, let's get to their Stairway to Heaven songs. This is going to be a little bit harder for me, probably easier for you to pick out, because while there were songs that appeared on multiple albums, I never knew if that was just kind of a reissue situation or if it was a single or what they've got, because they really don't have a greatest hits album.
No, they don't. Which made it easy to pick songs, especially for you.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah, no doubt.
I steered away. The only one I steered away from was the song I think is their Stairway to Heaven song. But Simplify, Superhero, Two-Year-Old Attitude. But I really think that their Stairway to Heaven song is Banjo Boy. It has the video. It's been on multiple albums. I feel like it's their big hit.
Yeah, I think so too. And
it's their Pull Me Under. That's a vague Dream Theater reference, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right. For those of you who have been thirsty this whole episode, now you can find it. Here's what makes it kind of tough with Ryan Shoup on setlist.fm. It looks like there's only one. It's funny. They show two. They just don't have songs listed from that concert. They don't have set lists. So they've only got the set list for one concert, even though they've got seven concerts listed from 2006 to 2017. So everything is one play count.
Oh, gosh. That means their archivists are doing a really lousy job. Their crowdsourcers need to get on that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, geez, it's what you look forward to at a concert is going out and telling everybody what you just heard.
Yeah.
So tied for first place is
everything.
Two-Year-Old Attitude, Banjo Boy, Corn Dogs, Dream Big, Even Superman, Hey, 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 If I Were a Bird, Lily Person, Never Give Up, Fido, Rainbow Connection, Simplify, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and Would You Love Me?
Okay, so here's the deal. I've avoided Banjo Boy up to this point, so I'm going to play it here because this is what I thought it would be there.
I think it would be there. There, I agree with you.
So, everyone enjoy Banjo Boy.
The only problem is, I play the banjo. Well, I'm a post-hee-haw mover, a funkadelic punk rock, a groover, a cross between Bela Fleck and Eddie Vedder, but better.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about covers. I did touch on one of them earlier on in the show, who they've covered, but who would we like them to cover is a whole different conversation. Let's go ahead and get to that. And I really was going to go with the Bare Naked Ladies song. I wouldn't mind hearing them do a cover of If I Had $1 Million or One Week, because I think that they'd add something really cool to it. Mm-hmm. However, I decided to go with a song that I actually thought they were about to cover when I was listening to this, because I wasn't looking at song titles. And when Hey, Hey, Hey opens up, it is the exact chord progression, which, thanks to the Axis of Awesome, we know is a chord progression that's used for about 1,000 different songs. But it is the chord progression of Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. And it made me think, oh, this, they could go right into Don't Stop Believin'. It'd be perfect. And they do it, like I said, they do a great job with it.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny, having you talk a lot about Bare Naked Ladies makes me think that they could do a really good version of Istanbul.
Oh, yeah. You mean by They Might Be Giants?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they could do a really good version of that. That's not what I picked, but just throwing out a bonus.
No, that would be really good. Again, that same kind of humor that TMBG and Bare Naked Ladies have. Yeah. I agree.
So my actual pick is Ice Cream Man by Van Halen. This has mm-hmm. all the elements you need to show off their musicianship and provide them the opportunity to interact with the crowd and be funny.
That's a good choice.
There's not much discussion there. I just think that would be a perfect pick for them to do.
It definitely says something that we both pick a song that has that level of humor that kind of fits with their style. So, although I guess maybe Don't Stop Believin' wasn't that humorous for Tony Soprano especially. But
well, he never knows because it ends midway through the song on an odd beat.
That's right, exactly. Let's get to our playlist. This is where we pick some songs that are not on the Not Greatest Hits album that Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band don't have, which makes it a lot easier. So this you could actually combine with the live album and get somewhat of a Greatest Hits mix with all this stuff.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of overlap when it comes to me, though. First song for me is Freeway.
Best looking girls I see are driving on the freeway, because I can't see how much they weigh. The best looking girls I see are driving in a fast car, because I can't
this tell. This is on their Simplify album. And yeah, it probably, I don't know, on initial listening is a lot of fun. I played it for Tina and she's like, yeah, that's kind of funny, but... basically, it's about a guy describing why he likes women in other cars on the freeway. And because you can't tell how much they weigh is literally the second one.
It is, yeah. It is.
It's not the most politically correct, let's say, but it is a lot of fun.
Well, let's look at it like Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al Yankovic, early in his career, did a lot of songs about eating and body image right. and weight and, right. and eating a lot. And this song is a byproduct of that kind of humor and exactly. time. And
just because you write about something doesn't mean you feel exactly that way, except for Taylor Swift. But I know Randy Newman likes short people and he hates LA. And you know, it just isn't evident in his songs. My next song is Simplify. You'd think it's the title track from Simplify, but no, it's from Dream Big.
It's also on Simplify. But...
I got bills to pay, I work all day, I got no time to play, and what's more, and knocking on my door is the tax collector. And I'm poor, see, there's too many bills, too many pills, too many features and too many frills. No money, too many things to buy, too many ways to split the pie. I got to simplify.
Is it on Simplify?
Yeah,
okay. I don't know why I didn't. Maybe I appreciated it more the second time I heard it. But it's just a great message about simplifying your life and taking things easy. I kind of had a song a lot like this last week when I was talking about Todd Snyder, the Great Way of Life. And I think Simplify would be on that same self-affirmation kind of mixtape that I'm not going to make.
It's the Doggone It People Like Me mixtape by Brian Ibbett.
It is. That's right. Exactly. It's the Stuart Smalley set list, playlist.
It's called the Stuart Smalley mixtape. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Rainbow Connection is the next one. This one does come from the live album. Now, I was trying to decide between this and The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I like them both. I think they're both great covers. I'm going to say Rainbow Connection gets the edge because Ryan Shoup does a Kermit impersonation, or somebody, I think it's Ryan Shoup, does a Kermit impersonation on the vocals.
What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions and only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide. What's so amazing that keeps us
with all the vocalists they have, it could easily be anybody else in the band. But it's a great Kermit, and so I moved that one just ahead. That got an extra 0.5% of a vote for me.
But they do all kinds of stuff. There's one in there on the live album where they have somebody in his talking mandolin, and they play all kinds of like snippets from other songs. Mm-hmm. Then I think on The Devil Went Down to Georgia, they actually jump into You Are My Sunshine for a short.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on that album that just kind of branches and feels spontaneous and lets you know that they're influenced by more than just, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. And it's refreshing, and it also makes it a lot more fun. Like it sounds very commercially, but it just sounds like a party. Mm-hmm. And, I kind of like that. I kind of like my live albums to give me the feeling like I'm there and being part of something, as opposed to being, all right, here's a slightly different version of all the songs that you know from our studio albums, just because there's a little bit of echo now and audience noise.
Well, and that's the cool thing is these moments, in some ways, I'm sure they're very scripted and very practiced, but they don't feel it all the time. There are moments where when he breaks into You Are My Sunshine, you feel like that's just something that happened.
Yeah, right. Definitely feels like that. Next one on my list is a song called Beep Beep Beep.
Ain't gonna get there fast. Ain't gonna get there soon. But it works for me. Yeah, it gets me around. That's the car I drive all around the town.
This is from Brand New Shoes. Boy, I went, hey, hey, hey. Oh, I guess I didn't go, hey, hey, hey. But they do have that, they're like ABBA, where they have a lot of songs that are just the same word repeated three times.
hell, hell, hell.
Well, they don't do that.
I know.
Beep, beep, beep is, makes you initially, if you're not paying attention to the title of the song, initially you think he's talking about a woman, but he's not. He's talking about a car. And it's not a great car from the sounds of it, but it's his car and he loves it and it gets him around. And it looks good from the front, and it looks okay from the back.
Like the freeway song.
Exactly, yes. And then my last choice was from their album Last Man Standing, one of their last albums that I enjoyed. It's called So.
It's the guitar that played the song, the wood, the woman that broke his heart. Made him love her in the first place, and that's why he fell apart. But it's the things he had to say that made him fear, that made him fail, that made him wish that he had said them.
And it's just a cool, I don't know, cool chord progression that drew me that one. I didn't put a lot of notes on this one. I didn't put any notes, but I remember the chord progression was the thing that made me put it on the list. Yeah. And so. But it was cool. And I'd say if you like Simplify, check out the earlier albums and check out Last Man Standing and see if it's more of what you like or less of what you like. And then it kind of gives you a way to focus in on what you enjoy. How about yours?
All right. So I picked Go to Hell from Simplify. this is a funny song about how to get to hell and what happens when you get there.
I swear. You're gonna go to hell, go to hell. You're gonna go to hell. Hell is a place and it ain't that swell. I'm telling you boys, you're all gonna go to hell. Go to hell. You're gonna go to hell, go to hell. You're gonna go to hell. I hope you look good with horns and a tail. I'm telling you boys, you're all gonna go to hell. Go to hell.
The next one I picked is Snow from Simplify.
It was just snow, soft and white. And it was just snow, falling so light.
Like I said, this is the first song I heard from there as I was playing an awards show in this big auditorium. And a friend of mine had done the set design and we, you know, loaded it all in and we were sitting in the back and all of a sudden he starts in with Snow, and I leaned over to the guy who'd hired me. And I'm like, hey, Rod, what is this? And he goes, oh, that's Ryan Shoup. I'm like, this is great. Mm. So I got the swag, and you know, it was all from there. I've been a fan.
That's cool.
The next one I picked is Corn Dogs.
It is just one of life's little mysteries. But I knew my love for corn dogs was surely destiny. I say corn dogs, they are so good to me. Corn dogs,
and this just shows up on a couple albums, but I picked the one from Last Man Standing. This is a mandatory sing-along in my car when it comes on.
I can see why.
This would be a perfectly paired song with Beer Run from last week, except, you know, with kids, it's Corn Dogs, and with adults and kids, it's both songs. So, love the Corn Dogs, you love the Beer Run.
And this was the song that I immediately went to add to my playlist and saw that you already grabbed it. But
well, it's because it's good when they're hot.
Totally fine.
It's good when they're hot, and they're good when they're cold. They're good when they're fresh, and they're good when they're old.
Yeah. Tina and I, this came up in the car. We were listening to this one, and she's like, yeah, I like this one. So
I like it when he says, as well. I like it when he says, let's have a little bit of bass solo. And he plays the bass. He goes, wow, that was mighty bassy.
Yes. Too funny.
The next one I picked was Crash Burn from If I Were a Bird. And this is a funny song about being in love and him not being very good at it.
Rudy Valentino, they had the moves. And Don Juan and James Bond, they were so smooth. And then there's me.
Which is kind of, it's kind of cute and self-effacing. And then the last one I picked was Brand New Shoes, which is from the album Brand New Shoes.
Go to school, so all the pretty girls can see me and say that he's some kind of hot day. These shoes are sweet. They make me want to move my feet, yeah. Down the street I will be moving.
And this is the way he felt as a kid when he got a pair of brand new shoes. And so sometimes today I feel the same way.
I totally get that. You want to go to school. You want to show them off.
You want to run fast. You want to look cool. Yep. Everything's better when you have a pair of brand new shoes on.
It, totally true. Yep. Very good. Yeah, a little bit of a shorter episode today just because there's a, you know, smaller catalog than we've had with some of our other bands, Supertramp, Porcupine Tree, Slayer.
And also, it's less confusing, so it's not like Arthur Brown. It's very linear in its storytelling.
Yes. The crazy world of Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. Nope, this was good stuff. This was a fun week. And we're keeping that clever lyric train going with our next band. This is one that I'm super excited about, XTC.
And I have to admit, I'm kind of worried because I only know one song. And
you know Dear God?
Yes, I know Dear God.
Man, and that's funny because that's so, I don't want to say it's so different from everything they've done, but it is, they don't really delve into that stance of religion on any of their other songs.
Well, and I hear from what I understand, what people have told me, that's an atypical sounding song too. They are far more Flaming Lips than they are pop music.
Yeah, I'd say that. They're chamber pop or orchestra pop or something like that, I guess. You'll hear when you hear. How's
yep,
that?
Yep.
If you want to get in touch with us, email us, soundographypodcast@gmail.com. You can reach us on Twitter. We are at The Soundography. Our website is soundography.com. Everything you want is right there. Previous episodes and all the great stuff that we have in the show notes for every one of those episodes, including links to playlists on Spotify for the playlist that we come up with for the show. You'll find a link to an album that we recommend. In this case, it is going to be Simplify because that is such a great album. But it shouldn't let you shy away from the live album if you really like it. Check out that one as well. You'll also find a link to support the show on Patreon. Again, once a month, we're putting out an extra show. In January, we're going to be watching the movie Hype. Because Hammond likes short title movies for us to watch for Soundography. which is fine with me.
We also Brian's poker chip is forthcoming. He just needs to do it.
I just need to do it. I need to draw it.
It's going to be hard to make that. You a Spice Girl, though, isn't it?
No, are you kidding? I've got many pictures of me wearing Union Jack onesies and. It's just, do I want to share those with people? That's the problem.
Well, now you've said it, so you have to.
It's not happening. Let's see. That's, and then Patreon, yeah, support the show. You'll also get extra stuff that we put on there, like audio clips, pre-show and post-show, or things we've edited out that are really funny. So it's a whole extra way to enjoy the things you hear on Soundography. If you love the show, leave us a review. Go put it where everybody can see it so that new people discover it. We heard from somebody who discovered the show this week on via email, and it was great. Great hearing them going back into the archives. So thank you for that. And that is going to do it. Hammond, anything to close us out?
No, I'm glad you enjoyed this, and I'm a little bit nervous about next week. I don't think I'm going to go Slayer on it, but I am nervous.
Oh, no reason to go. No reason to be nervous. You're going to have a great time. XTC is a lot of fun, and their lyrics are as clever as anything we've heard on Soundography. So I think you'll get a kick out of it. And that's it. On behalf of Hammond Chamberlain, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about does it. We're going to see you next time right here on Soundography.
Wow, you nailed the ending.
Kind of. I still said that just about does it.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.